I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Summertime in Pittsburgh on a Friday night, Audrey. I don't know where summer is going by. I mean, it seems
it's just
begun, but I feel like it's ending. It's going by too quick.
But we have Kate Dewey in the house.
We do. We have to jump right into the show.
Woo!
Immediately. I know. The founder.
Kate Dewey in the house, the co-founder.
Founder. Yes.
Conspirator.
Nice.
Visionary.
I love it.
Of Uprise, one of the many things that she's had her hand in over the past couple of years.
Thanks, Audrey.
Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah.
It is so great. So let's sort of talk about Uprise, right? Because let's just focus on one area of your many interests and capabilities. So let's talk about Uprise. Sort of frame it out.
Sure. Uprise was founded 4 years ago. And it's probably the largest competition of its kind. It's partnered with BNY Mellon. They really are the underwriters. It's designed to leverage technology to tackle social issues.
So what does that mean, though? What is social innovation and social issues?
So it means taking technology and solving an issue in terms of direct service. So a better way to triage an individual. It doesn't always have to be technology, but for the purpose of Uprise this year, it does need to be technology.
It's got to be technology.
Oh, good. Okay.
At the system level, you have, like last year, BlastPoint. That was a data analytics tool that allows you to do very localized problem solving, but also allows you to look at systems and how we're delivering services and be able to be very futuristic in terms of where we think demand is. And so it can be direct service. It can be at the organizational level. It can be around systems reform, or it could be meeting a need that never existed before as a result of our continual evolution as a society, and that brings the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Those solutions that tackle something that 10 years ago people would have said, we don't need that.
Exactly.
And today
right.
we do.
So what has surprised you over the last few years?
I think the wonderful surprise is the fact that Uprise does more. It's more than just awarding money,
right?
Because we looked at this as, how do we jumpstart in this community, which we believe could be the hub of social innovation? How do we jumpstart solutions that can be scaled? And when this is our third round. So the first round, we said, who knows what's coming in?
Yeah.
Right.
And we had 100 applications and some formidable solutions. Marinus Analytics, human trafficking, the rock star of the most accurate tool that can break human trafficking rings. And they are now global.
Just amazing.
Generating revenue.
Getting it started here in Pittsburgh because of the Uprise.
Yeah, and it really tested our assumption is that many people don't think of the community sector, the nonprofit sector, as a place to do business.
Mm-hmm.
And also make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And has changed it locally.
Oh, it's changed it locally, but it's also, these are solutions, many of them, which have already scaled. And so because there isn't a lot of activity in the nonprofit space, coming in, there is an opportunity to serve 1.4 billion million organizations throughout the United States.
Jeez.
Segment. Wow. It's a huge sector.
Very cool.
And, it is lucrative in terms of there's a market within the nonprofit sector if your solution's right on the money and people need it.
Also, the fascinating thing for me that I've observed is the proliferation of nonprofits. I mean, that has really occurred over 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And very often they can't leverage the capabilities to make them more efficient.
That is probably the key issue. And so when we did our focused conversations issue with nonprofits, it all was around systems. Build me a way that isn't so expensive to be able to do human resource tracking. Build me a way
mm-hmm.
to be able to track areas in our public domain that are, in fact, hazards in the environment. Give me a way. It's all about breaking the manpower lock that is in nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And allowing technology to free up surplus capacity so that they can, in fact, address something else. And so they're much more efficient, but they don't have these solutions. They are so used to people coming in and saying it's a plug and play, and it plugs but doesn't play.
Right.
Exactly.
And
right,
so
right.
This, in fact, accelerates solutions that work, because not only do we invest, but we then gather nonprofits to make sure it works.
Sure.
So well, talk about what it means to be to start a company or create an idea that scales, and the intersection of that and profiting.
So ProVerify is a great example. ProVerify, that company does government clearances,
mm-hmm.
and very, very high level government clearances. The problem we have in this community is doing clearances of volunteers and staff who are working with kids, seniors,
oh, wow.
special
all
needs.
The new requirements,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and exactly. Pennsylvania is one of the most complex systems. In addition, nonprofits, depending on what system they had previously signed up for, either did a statewide check or a national check or a three-county check or whatever, and that wasn't sufficient.
Hmm.
And so what they said is, heck, we can apply our screening software to be able to screen for volunteers. And so they started for Allegheny County. We're opening up a community portal, which will make it much more efficient and customer-friendly for somebody like you, Andre, who wants to volunteer, sign up one time, you're done.
I won't get clearance, but yeah.
Yeah, well, you might be.
Right.
But we could probably
we
could pull some strings, maybe.
She just wants to volunteer.
But now they've expanded to, like, the Hershey School. They're in a number of school districts. And so they are so excited
that
this little opportunity turned out to
open
be a very viable business
and
model.
Very lucrative.
And very lucrative.
Yeah.
And nonprofits also apply. So you don't just have to be a for-profit. But for nonprofits who are really stressed about re-engineering their business plans for unrestricted revenue, some of the solutions they have, in fact, developed create the opportunity for them to generate revenue, which, in fact, can be put to mission.
Sure.
So whether you're a nonprofit or a for-profit, it works. But the lion's share of the investments have been on for-profit organizations. And I think when you think of 8 out of 10 of our investments in the last two rounds are all in revenue-generating mode, in 2 years.
It's amazing.
That's a really cool number to be spouting.
It is quite phenomenal.
Are there any trends in terms of what problems people are trying to solve?
I think there are a number of trends. In addition to the system, it's information and referral is a huge issue, because we've moved to more integrated services. And how do you keep apprised of what services is right for you or for me? And if you're a caseworker, you can't rely on just calling somebody. Mm-hmm. So how do you make that more efficient? Stanford's working on the issue nationally. We think locally we've got an opportunity. When you look at how do you figure out the best treatment methodology for somebody,
mm-hmm.
it's based on really data analytics. And we can learn a lot, but we don't have those tools.
Right.
I know.
That's something you
right.
see coming into being.
Yeah.
When you look at scientific discovery and genomics and mm-hmm. what we're doing about individualized medicine for people who have mental health issues,
mm-hmm.
that's a huge breakthrough.
For sure.
So they're the kinds of issues that I think are on people's mind, in addition to the very practical.
That's why we're so excited that Uprise is solving these. So if people want to learn more about Uprise, where can they go?
Just
and check uprise.org.
All this out?
Very fantastic.
So simple. Thank you, Kate Dewey. Thanks for the work that you've done
in
this community and you continue to do. We're not the same without you.
Well, and you're helping us kick our show off on a super positive vibe, because
we've got
so much in front of us tonight. I wish you could hang out with us for the rest of the night. We have joining us tonight, Audrey, we have Trifecta Technology stopping by tonight. We also have ERT, and we have Jim Futrell from the PRA coming board with Mark DeSantis from Roadbotics, talking about the investment scorecard. IT is leading the way. We're very excited. So, Kate, thanks for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. We're coming right back.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. After this quick break, this is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Then fly on over to Twitter at pghtech and see all the great things happening in Pittsburgh's technology ecosystem. So glad you are tuned in to Tech Vibe Radio tonight. Audrey, it's summertime, but the stories keep happening. The great people keep coming in the studio talking about the adventures.
We could do this show 10 hours a week.
I know. It's ridiculous. We only get 1 hour a week, and we try to make it the best hour on radio you can get, learning about great Pittsburgh tech companies. And we've got a great guy with us today. We have Doug Pelchet from Trifecta Technologies.
CEO and founder?
I am. Yeah.
And you
hey
came
there. Great to talk to you guys.
It's great to talk to you. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing and how you landed in tech.
So I grew up in Toronto, Canada, took my degree in kinesiology and sports medicine.
Oh, wow.
Went off to graduate school and studied theology. And then after a small stint at Lehigh University in their MBA program, I got a job at IBM. And that got me into technology.
What a natural path.
I was going to say, exactly.
My dad had told me 84% of students end up working in something completely unrelated to their field of studies. And so I studied what I wanted to. I never had any imagination that I would have been a technologist. But
that's what happened.
30 years later, here I am.
There you go.
Wow. So here you are. So tell us about Trifecta a little bit, and then we'll dive in and explore.
Yeah, Trifecta. We're in Allentown, Pennsylvania, so we're just right across the state line, or right across the state. But we've got about 60 employees, and we've had a company that just transformed as technology's transformed, and we can talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But today, you know, we are building web and mobile applications for some of the biggest and best run companies in the world. But we partnered with Salesforce.com, and we are unique in the Salesforce ecosystem in that we have this 25-year history of building enterprise applications for some of the best companies.
You've been doing this for literally
a generation. So CRM, yeah. Salesforce is your expertise?
It is. And Salesforce is much more than just CRM. I mean, I think they probably regret they took that as their stock symbol.
Really?
Because it started in 1999 as CRM.
Right.
But they've got into, you know, their sales cloud is their CRM, but they've got a service cloud. They've got a marketing cloud. They've got applications that are specific for healthcare and banking. So Salesforce is more a platform for companies like mine to extend,
right,
you know, the applications for some of the companies that want to have a 360-degree view of their customers.
So you are moving or opening up or coming to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so I've always had this idea that, you know, you start with one person and then you can say, I can build a company around that person. I had friends when I went to university. They were engineers. They came to University of Waterloo, and they were from northern parts of Ontario, Canada. Well, there are no jobs for engineers up there. But so their jobs they're going to have are going to be around Toronto, Ottawa.
Gotcha.
So I always said, I'm going to create a company where I'm going to have remote office locations. I don't want employees necessarily working from home. But
why not?
It's great. I like it. But I think I like to have the camaraderie, the collaboration.
So do I.
And
people have to interact with each other in an actual physical space.
Yeah. So I think if we start here in Pittsburgh with a good account executive who can help develop, mm-hmm. get the story about who Trifecta is, this is a great place to build a company, to build another satellite for us. You've got a fantastic technology sector here with great universities. And we're that way in Allentown. I mean, I've got Lehigh University, Lafayette College, Muhlenberg College, DeSales, Kutztown. But one of the things we do, in contrast to a lot of other consultant-type companies, is our developers, our consultants, aren't on the road 90% of the year. They come to work in the morning. They go home at night. If they go to church, they can go to church. If they want to be with their kids.
So they can be human beings and work
exactly.
for Trifecta.
And we're
good
taking
concept.
Advantage of today's
right.
technology and the way we present ourselves toward our customers. And so the same way, if I want to attract good people, I don't necessarily have to bring people from Pittsburgh to Allentown. I think we can start to create another remote office here where we can have a half a dozen people. And that's my vision right now, is that we'll pick those next cities, and it's great to pick them where you've got a good university base where you can hire some good students and good people.
We're glad.
So
you're
if
here.
People are listening, I'm sorry, if people are, as they're listening to you, what problems might they be wrestling with right now, and how might you help them?
From my customer's perspective?
Yeah, so if someone's listening, they go, how would I... Why would I want to call them? Why would I want to reach out to them?
Often our customers, they'll have disparate systems. So they're going to have, it's almost like a swivel chair movement. I have to look at one screen to see certain applications, another for others. So we'll build portal applications. We'll give a dashboard to the corporation, bringing multiple applications together and the key information that executives or managers or even the normal general workers need to be able to do their job better. We want to give companies that 360-degree view of their customers, so they, you know, that everybody's almost reading from the same song sheet as they're dealing with customers.
It's almost like you're eliminating office whiplash.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, keep it all on one screen, one dashboard right in front of you. Everyone's reading from the same page, the same music, right?
And it's hard to believe it's 2018, but there are lots of companies, big companies, right, well-run companies, that still have, you know, disparate systems that don't talk right to each other. And a platform like Salesforce can bring all of those together.
Right.
And we can write the integration between whether it's their SAP background or their PeopleSoft or Oracle Financials, bring all of that together and show it on one dashboard, one portal.
Right. So. And it's the power of the Salesforce. As you mentioned before, people don't. It's more than just CRM, being having the marketing side. All those different platforms with it can solve all the business problems. You can write them together, one big solution.
It's true. And Salesforce, they sell themselves as clicks, not code. And that's that's great. But the truth is, for the biggest and best companies, you know, they want this integration with their back-end systems. And
so that includes ERP?
It does. So now you can be integrating with your ERP systems. You can be integrating with your manufacturing systems or information that's on the manufacturing floor and bringing that out to that CRM system, that dashboard that the employees are using.
Yeah. Just reminding our listeners, we're talking to Doug Pelche from Trifecta Technologies, putting a new beachfront here in Pittsburgh out of Allentown. But we're so glad you're here in Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
We want you to start building business here. It seems like obviously you offer some tremendous solutions. Is there a size of company out there that's too big, too small? What is the sweet spot customer size for you guys?
There's not. I think enterprise accounts would be the sweet spot for us. I mean, the companies, they've got a budget, they've got size, they've got problems, and the problems are big problems.
Exactly.
And as much as we're a small company, our customers have been some of the biggest companies in the world: Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, Walt Disney Resorts, Starwood Hotels, Penske Truck Leasing.
I'm impressed. I'm officially impressed.
Yeah. So
those are some names right there.
It's nice, you know, that we can feel very comfortable that, you know, we're dealing with some of the best companies and the best run companies, and they're not going to spend, you know, the kinds of money they'll spend year in, year out on a company like ours if we weren't bringing great value to their corporations.
For sure.
But we do really well also in that mid-market. I mean, and many of the mid-market companies, they have a technology base. It might be the old IBM mid-range systems, the AS400s, the I-Series, where their staff doesn't have the skills for Salesforce. They haven't jumped into that. And so they
Are
can bring expertise.
Are there still people doing that?
Lots.
Lots of legacy stuff hanging out there, right?
There
I know.
Is.
I just had a flashback.
You said that. Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Pop servers.
Yeah.
AS400.
It is. So
mainframe.
Yeah, so there's an opportunity, and
That's
we'll bring a level of expertise that they can't afford to be getting whoever it is on their staff trained and become an expert overnight.
Absolutely. So people learn more about Trifecta. Where can they go and learn more and connect up and have some problems solved?
Well, I've got Terry Deasy here in Pittsburgh. Terry's very active.
Will we find her?
You can find her at just go to trifecta.com. She'll be on our website for sure. I could probably give you Terry's cell phone number, but probably not appropriate on the,
probably
on
not.
The radio. But
probably
just
not.
Come to trifecta.com, 1-800-TRIFECTA, and exactly. we can patch you through to Terry.
Definitely. She knows the Pittsburgh market here. I'm really excited that she's there repping Trifecta for you guys.
She's great. I tell you, that's what I say. I'll build a great business around good people.
That's what it's all about. You got them all here. Thank you so
Excellent.
Much, Doug.
Hey, thanks so much.
Appreciate so much Trifecta. Great, great company. So glad they're here in Pittsburgh. Hey, we're taking a quick break. We are coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. We're for 35 years. We've been helping tech companies succeed. Learn more about us, pghtech.org. Nothing better than hanging out on a Friday night, Audrey, talking to the absolute coolest companies making Pittsburgh's tech sector pop, man. I'm serious. I couldn't wait to have these guys stop by. ERT is in the house with us.
Yeah, they are. Let's hear who's in the house. It stands for Electronic Research Technology.
Exactly.
So let's start with Jason.
Hi there. Thanks for having us tonight. Yeah. Jason
and you are Director of Operations Readiness.
That's exactly right.
What does that mean?
So when we bring our new products to market, I work with all of our marketing teams, our sales teams, our operational teams to make sure everybody knows what we're producing.
Gotcha.
So we can support our customers.
Yeah.
Great. Okay,
and you've been with the company
Steven.
Since 2002, I believe, as
that's
well,
right.
too. You said,
that's right.
I mean, you got some serious history back when it was in Vivo Data.
That's right.
Back
that
in
was
the day.
Way back in the day, that's right. Collected patient-reported outcomes, and then ERT purchased us in 2012
right.
and have been with that company since.
That's great.
Fantastic. And you brought someone with you.
I did. Steven.
Yes, Steven Grants, talent acquisition partner.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a bunch of stuff to talk about here. So let's sort of just set the table and talk about what ERT is and what you do, who your clients are.
Great.
Talk about what
the tough problems you're solving every day.
That's it.
Yeah,
well, absolutely.
Crazy work. Yeah.
I mean, our goal is really to help the pharmaceutical companies bring medicines to the market that really change people's lives and mm-hmm. help hopefully provide a cure for whatever they're affected by.
And this is all medicine.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, it goes from there's a vast range of the clinical trials that we're involved with. So pharmaceuticals and biotechs are our customers. We're a global data and technology service provider. We basically work with these companies to collect the data from the patients. So whether it be cardiac safety, pulmonary function testing, imaging, and what's also called patient-reported outcomes, we gather that data, put it in a specialized way so that the pharmaceutical companies can have it when they submit it to the FDA or any other regulatory authority to make sure the drug works and is safe for patients.
Wow. Yeah. I'm assuming you've been working with so many different companies along so many different types of cures and so forth. Like, I just talk about the being able to positively impact so many lives.
Do you actually collect data on clinical trials, right?
That's right. It's all in the clinical trials.
Right.
So just to give you, Jonathan, answer your question, we work with 48 of the top 50 pharmaceutical companies.
We're the other two.
And
what is wrong
right.
with
we're,
them?
We're
Come
working on.
On
them. That's
Come
right.
on.
We're working on them. And then
I'll make a call or two if you need me to.
hopefully after this.
Okay.
9 of 10 clinical research organizations, which they are the companies that work with the pharmas to run the clinical trials.
The tests, right. Okay, so they can submit that data to the FDA and all that kind of stuff.
It's exactly right.
Right.
So we've worked on 13,000 trials to date. In 2017, there were 600 drugs approved from the FDA, and we were involved with 60% of those.
Wow.
Right? So our technology touched them somehow, some way.
That's amazing. That's
yeah,
why when I say
that.
They're making Pittsburgh pop, I'm not kidding, man.
That's right.
All the way around.
That's right.
So you have 200 people here. What are you – who are those people? What are the profiles? And what are their skill sets?
Yeah, and you need more of them.
And do you need any more
yeah.
of them?
Yes, we absolutely do. Here in 2018, we're actually ramping up on hiring, and we were projecting on continuous hiring across the organization. Here in Pittsburgh, we are looking for project management, product development, data management, anywhere from the IT space to the HR, the finance. So across the organization here, not only in Pittsburgh but also. In the U.S., we have positions across.
I was gonna say, obviously, yeah, you're going across the country.
Yes.
But here in Pittsburgh, I mean, I'm so happy to hear you're adding more capacity here.
We are. We have,
yeah.
like I said, we roughly are around 200 people. We're down in Station Square. A big part of our team here is the project management side. So certainly, talent here in Pittsburgh that is looking to start a career in that field, can certainly – follow our careers page and also me on social media.
Tell us about the careers page. Where can people go? Give us a good website.
So we are at www.ert.com. That's our company career or our company website. There's a tab for careers. You can actually filter through based on type of job that you're interested in as well as location. So you can search there. You can also follow ERT on Twitter at ERT Global. And as well as search for ERT on LinkedIn.
So what's it like to work at the company?
It's a dynamic culture. We certainly have our four core competencies, which basically evolve around being proactive, being adaptive, collaborating with not only the folks in your office but the folks across the globe,
mm-hmm.
And then being accountable. So it's a fast-paced, very dynamic environment. There's lots of opportunities to do interesting work, to test your own boundaries, and to be exposed to new ways of thinking. We are a work smart and play hard environment.
Absolutely.
Our culture is to build on collaboration, respect and breaking boundaries.
Well, I'm assuming with guys like Jason being there since 2002, you got to be having a lot of fun.
I know,
you know, you're really like I said, you're working hard. You're impacting the quality of people's lives. You're seeing results. You see 60% of drugs being approved because of what you guys do. I'd be so fired to come work every day. You can hire me right now if you want to.
And
right,
I will give you a reference.
And Audrey will give me a reference, yes. I can do some great project management. I can.
No, it is. It's a very passionate organization.
Yeah.
Folks,
yeah.
You know, when we see what we're producing, we're helping. Everyone's affected by something, mm-hmm. right? So all of our family members or friends, whatever it might be, we're helping to impact that and hopefully bring better lives to them.
And so people get a chance, if they work in your office here in Pittsburgh, they get a chance to work with all these other offices around the world, right? Is that how you knit the organization together?
Right.
Yes. You know, our offices here in the U.S. Include, you know, here in Pittsburgh, our headquarters are in Philadelphia. We have a large operation in Boston, some newer offices in Cleveland, as well as St. Louis. So, you know, we have a one ERT mentality to where we don't just operate with the folks in
our... So if I wanted to move here from another office, I could?
There would be an opportunity for that. As a matter of fact...
Wow. So can you close the office in Cleveland and just move
just move them all over here. Come on.
We've got to give them something.
Philly,
yeah. They don't have a
Philly,
football team,
Philly
right?
Philly 2 so. While you're at it, right? Come on.
Well, if you were a part of the Cleveland office and you actually wanted to experience the culture and the lifestyle here in Pittsburgh, we have an employee exchange program for all of our employees.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a pretty cool program to... which if you are, you know, if you've been a part of ERT for a certain amount of time, you can actually spend about a month or so in a different office. You can live and work out of that office.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So you get to see that, like, you know, that sort of culture. You get to work and be collaborative with that particular group of folks.
Mm-hmm. So you can still do your work.
Yeah, change your
Absolutely.
Scenery for a
Absolutely.
Month and see what else people are doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So
it's fun. I mean, typically folks from here will go to our Tokyo office or somewhere in Switzerland or Germany.
Oh, I'd go to Switzerland.
UK. Right.
Switzerland
yeah,
for
absolutely.
A month. Perfect.
But you'd be surprised how many folks come to Pittsburgh and are wowed when they get here.
Oh, so, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
It
I
is
was
great.
Just, for efficiency purposes, I said you could close down a few of those
That's
offices.
Right.
Just bring to Pittsburgh, you know, where all the action is.
Yeah. So that's really awesome. And your growth is pretty dramatic. And is that parallels what's happening in the world, right? More clinical trials, or what do you think is happening in the industry?
Well, I mean, I think our company is a specialized company. I think we're the leaders in our space. We have a 30% growth rate year over year.
That's
significant.
That is significant.
That's right.
Remember
we're very
that,
proud
Jonathan.
Of that.
I know.
I want to increase our budget.
That's right.
Yeah, they're doing...
He goes, oh, 5%!
Yeah. It is. So it is. Clinical trials, I mean, just getting out there with our customers. And yes, I mean, there's a lot of streamlining in the clinical trial space as far as getting drugs to market and safer drugs, effective drugs to market in a faster time manner.
Without a doubt. No, that's just impressive.
And so these drugs are across every aspect of life. So it could be cancer. It could be
exactly
you name
mental
it.
Health.
Oncology.
It could be...
That's right. Mental health. Migraines to urinary incontinence to rheumatoid arthritis, right? So it's all over the space. Epilepsy, whatever you name it, we've touched it somehow, right? And so it is. We're proud of that.
Right. So what kind of people are you recruiting right now? What are you looking for right now?
So, you know, here in Pittsburgh, like I mentioned before, project management. We do have a finance and accounting team that sits here. We have an HR. Generalist position as a business partner position that we're recruiting for currently. Across the organization, you know, I also support positions in Boston and Philadelphia with my talent acquisition team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're pretty heavy on social media. So, you know, anything that we have here in Pittsburgh as well as in the U.S., we really are promoting it on LinkedIn,
sure.
on Twitter, and we're really looking to add the right folks and raise the talent bar, and I think Pittsburgh is a great market to do that. Right? I mean, in the IT space.
So tell us a little bit more about the Pittsburgh office itself, because being that we're here in Pittsburgh talking about what's going on,
right.
sure, with the open positions, like
sure,
yeah. I mean, we got a couple minutes here, so I'm just curious to learn more about Pittsburgh and Station Square and your access.
It's an exciting location to be a part of. You know, it's right downtown. You know, we're actually on the second and third floor of the Westgate building down on Station Square. So,
oh, nice views.
Absolutely beautiful view. You know, the 200 people, you know, some folks are remote, but, you know, for the most part, Monday through Friday, the office is alive. It's energetic. It's an open cube, you know, environment. People are collaborating and they're adapting to change. I mean, it's a work hard, like we mentioned,
right.
work hard,
exactly
play
right.
hard
yeah.
environment.
But it's all about.
And we have, you know, team gatherings. We have happy hours. We do things to get our employees more involved, as well as, you know, we're very evident in the community. I mean, we have different activities throughout the year that we're involved with the community. So it's a great location for me personally and to recruit for, you know, right? I mean, the
sure.
location and ERT, the name sort of sells itself, but, you know, lots of cool
yeah.
things.
So ERT.com, there's a whole careers page there, and obviously very active on social media, as you said. So you know, dial in on Twitter and Facebook, you can really get an idea of what the company's all about and think about it as a place for your next move. Job wise, because
right.
you could be working in Switzerland shortly after that if you can make the transfer. Such a cool
Absolutely.
Company. So glad you guys could
really
stop
is.
By.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very
Thank
much.
For
Thank you
us.
Both.
Fantastic
Absolutely.
Stuff. Absolutely. Hey, we're taking a quick break. We're coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio. I just love these stories we're bringing to the people here, Audrey. I mean, Pittsburgh's home to these companies. Every Friday night, we tell their stories. Anyhow, this is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us and the Pittsburgh Technology Council by going to pghtech.org and follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Welcome back, everybody. You are tuned in to Tech Vibe Radio, and Audrey, I am particularly fired up for this segment. We're talking about some of my favorite things, investment in computer science companies.
Well,
I'm
who?
Just saying,
who do we have
man.
In the ho- who
I'm
do we
just
have
saying.
In the house?
Yes.
We have
Jim Futrell.
Yeah.
With?
The Allegheny Conference.
Doing?
Market research.
There you go.
Exactly.
Mark and
DeSantis,
then we have?
Mark DeSantis, CEO of Roadbotics.
Mark, new stranger to the show. You've been on here on many different
yeah,
company names.
Times, yeah, different
and
companies.
Your latest company is really, really cool. And you're going to be telling us about that in a second. But
yep.
we're going to kick it off with Jim here because the Allegheny Conference just released a really cool study. Every year they announce their scorecard. So I'll let you talk about this, Jim. Tell us about the scorecard and what was leading the way in investment in the Pittsburgh region.
Well, the Business Investment Scorecard is something the Allegheny Conference has been doing for 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We collaborate with about 24 regional organizations to identify businesses that have announced expansions or investments over the past 12 months. And every year, we then take a look at the emerging trends. It's not really a scientific methodology, but it provides some great indicators about where the economy's headed. And this year, the information technology and computer science sector emerged as the most active sector, generating the most announcements. We identified 59
okay.
Companies
yeah.
that were either starting up, adding headcount, coming to the region. With a projected almost 1,900 new jobs. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
And so we have Mark DeSantis, as we mentioned earlier in the house, who is running a company called Roadbotics. So give us the
yeah.
and sort of the high-level explanation.
Yeah, so.
He was part of that list. He was one of the companies
yeah.
making Pittsburgh
yeah.
the city that it is.
We're in that computer science category, subcategory. So... Company was started at Carnegie Mellon. Technology was born in the Robotics Institute. Effectively, is download an app in a cell phone, put cell phone in a windshield, camera face forward. Drive a car to normal speed after you've turned the app on. Collects all that data. As soon as it sees a friendly Wi-Fi, it goes up to the cloud. And our Magic Box AI machine learning-based platform then takes the image data from that data, extracts the road surface in particular, and assesses the road just like a pavement engineer would look at a road.
Whoa.
So we look for yep. block cracks, edge cracks, all the things you probably never heard of that a pavement engineer who's looking at asphalt or concrete or even a gravel road knows well.
And Pittsburgh's a great town to prove that out.
Well,
too,
you
huh?
know, Pittsburgh, we have 46 customers in 13 states
yeah.
and two countries. And we also follow, we recently won an award, their annual award from the American Society for Civil Engineers.
I saw that.
Innovation
yeah.
Award.
Mm-hmm.
They rate infrastructure in the United States
yeah.
And roads in particular, among other things, and put Pittsburgh in a category of kind of middle of the pack.
Right.
So we're not as bad
guess,
as we think we are.
Do you want
to
guess the worst city?
I go to Boston.
Yeah.
Worst city in the country, 100 largest cities, take a guess.
I say Boston.
Nope.
I go to Boston.
I say Houston, Texas.
Nope.
Chicago.
Nope. San Francisco.
Really?
40% of their roads are rated poor.
Really?
That's almost 4,000 miles of roads that are going to need, per mile, $1.5 million to $2 million.
Oh, my.
4,000.
Wow. And what are the, what? So when it's rated poorly, what does that mean?
So people say, well, you're the pothole company. No, we're not. Actually, potholes are a road that's at the end of its useful life, more or less. And that means you have to dig up that road and replace it. That's exactly. incredibly expensive, $1.5 to $3 million a mile. What you want to do is see a road that's just before it's bad.
So you can fix it ahead of time, right?
And make a small, inexpensive fix.
And you spot that stuff.
Exactly. So fixing potholes is like curing cancer with surgery. It's just not going to work all the time. You really want to catch it before it becomes cancerous, if you will. So before you see a pothole, and then you make a very inexpensive fix, and you can extend the useful life of that road indefinitely.
And only in Pittsburgh would a company like this come, which is why I'm so excited, Jim, that you track this stuff. So you see the companies like the Roadbotics out there that are making the difference. And as you said, for the first time, it is the IT and computer science companies that are leading the way for new investments in the region.
So the first time since when?
Since we started tracking.
Yeah.
In 11 years?
Yeah. Right. And traditionally, manufacturing had emerged as the most active sector.
I guess energy for a while, too, when energy was really popular. Yeah.
So that includes private equity, venture, seed, and loans?
Yeah, we measure this by a company announcing plans to add headcount. So it's not really based on that type of investment.
Oh, okay. So it's based on people.
People, yes. Well, we actually have two types of wins that we identify. The investment wins, which are companies saying we're going to add people or have added people, and development wins, which is investment in infrastructure, real estate.
Opening space,
kind of creating the tools that businesses need to grow.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, Mark, how many people are at Roadbotics now?
30.
30?
30.
Wait,
30.
Back up. This is. I remember when you were first launching, so there was like 3 or 4 of you in the sender.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now there's 30 of you.
Yeah.
All in Pittsburgh?
All in Pittsburgh.
That's awesome.
It's challenging. I mean, there's a lot of competition now, particularly for the higher end talent. You know, we use a lot of high math, computer science folks, and the competition for them is incredibly intense.
I can only imagine.
And so how are you, where are you recruiting from?
Everywhere. In fact, we're getting people from outside the region.
Yeah.
Carnegie Mellon is a great source.
Mm-hmm. Relocating people?
Yes. Now, we haven't done that a lot, but some.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Carnegie Mellon is the, in Pitt, has both been great sources.
Yeah.
The challenge is you got to make it an exciting place. I mean, the folks we hire are a lot of millennials.
I was going to ask you about that.
And what's the secret sauce?
You got to be a company that's got something going on. I mean, having been a part of, to put it simply, I've been a part of different tech companies and either advisor, employee, founder,
right.
all that. And if you don't have momentum, people smell it, and they're not interested. So the millennials, first and foremost, it's got to be a company that's going forward and exciting and has potential. Salaries are less a concern. I think giving people the freedom, they want to know they're not going into a bureaucracy and so on.
I was going to say, especially the idea that at a company like yours, you can really be making an impact. You can be a much bigger wheel in the machine. I know recently it was through the Allegheny Conference, we had a really cool media dinner where we introduced some national media to some local companies. And there was a woman who was an engineer at Carnegie Robotics. She could work anywhere in the world she wants. She's like, I came to Carnegie Robotics because I could be a project lead. I could be a lead engineer. It was actually a floor Zamboni that polishes floors. And for her to be part of that, like, that's why she came to Pittsburgh.
There's a interesting thing about tech companies in Pittsburgh, in my experience, and even employees inside tech companies. Pittsburgh is kind of a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. So they look at the same people, the same credentials, get big jobs in Silicon Valley, New York, and Boston. Same credentials, no different, but they're in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, as sexy and exciting as it is, it's still not Silicon Valley, New York, or Boston.
Right.
And having said that, people I think here have a little bit more to prove, and they're willing to try and do, push themselves a little further. Now, the investment community is a whole different discussion, perhaps, but in terms of the employees, the founders, the people around the company, they're motivated. They really want to have an impact and beyond Pittsburgh and even beyond the U.S. So it's an exciting time. As people have said that many times, I've been here a while,
right?
And I've said it before in the past, but I will tell you when I say it this time, I really mean it. It's really an exciting time to be here.
So what else do you want to tell us, Jim, about some of your findings?
Well, I think it's exciting to hear about Mark's growth to 30, which means he'll be on our list for the 2018
I was going to say, he's already on the list, man.
I'm going to get back to the office and add you.
You're an award winner already, dude. I love it.
But I think some of the more other findings, we had a great year for capital investment. We identified over $5.5 billion that was announced to be invested in the region.
And so is that venture money? Is that PE money?
That is... it runs across the spectrum. Some of the big sources of it, really kind of the two biggest generators were the investments in healthcare infrastructure that were announced by UPMC and Allegheny Health Network and St. Clair Hospital.
Okay.
Also, the building out of the energy infrastructure here in the region.
So, I know the Shell cracker a few years ago really spiked the energy number up because of obviously billions of dollars of investment for that particular thing.
Right, yeah. Right. So that was a 2016 win. And that year there was a total of $10.5 billion in capital investment generated. And so the energy infrastructure is, I think, an important part of the evolution. We're not seeing the additions to headcount anymore, but a lot of investments in the pipelines and compressors and this whole new generation of natural gas-fueled power plants that are under construction throughout the region. So good time to work in construction.
Yeah.
These aren't necessarily going to be generators of permanent jobs, but a lot of construction employees are going to be needed.
Absolutely. And also, if people want to learn more about this, you have a great presentation on all these numbers.
Where can they find it?
Yeah, is there a great place for us to go to the Allegheny Conference's website and check this all out?
Yeah, we do have a graphic on there, the Allegheny Conference website. If you go either to the AlleghenyConference.org or PittsburghRegion.org, which is the website for our affiliate, the Pittsburgh Regional Alliance, it will be one of the things identified in the scroll at the top.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. No, that's fantastic. I'm glad you're tracking it. And what I love is we bring in a guy like Mark DeSantis here, who is a serial entrepreneur. And I learned that his company now has 30 people. Like, I remember running into a sender when the sender was first opening up, like, yeah, I'm kind of setting up shop here. I'm thinking, you and a couple people, cool.
We're taking over the space.
I would say, I think you own it now or something.
Yeah, I think we're half the people in that space, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like, actually, literally.
I don't know. It's just such a great success story. And I know that us tracking them lets us see where we're going. And hey, man, IT and computer science, technology, making Pittsburgh grow, man.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Guys,
we're proud.
All so glad you guys were able to stop by and hang out.
Sure.
So if people want to learn more about Roadbotics, where can they go?
www.roadbotics.com.
What a fascinating company.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I encourage people. We're hiring. So
yeah.
What are you looking for?
Variety. So we're looking for data scientists on the techie side, software engineers. We're also looking for data labelers. So in the machine learning place, you got to kind of teach the machine what to look for and people who label.
Right.
Wow.
Drivers. In some cases, we're still collecting data in some places.
Are you? Jonathan can drive.
I'll do driving part-time if you want.
Yeah.
Jonathan can drive.
We've used Uber drivers and other people, and they have side income driving or
driving for Roadbotics.
And they travel a lot. So if you're prepared to get on an airplane to fly to Alaska or Arizona or Australia, we can use you.
Let's hook it up, man. Yeah. So cool. Anyhow, thanks for stopping by, guys.
Thank you.
Another Tech Vibe Radio under the belt, Audrey. It's the end of June, which means we are rolling into Tech 50 season. We're going to be announcing finalists in about 6 weeks. So we're tabulating right now, and we're very excited because this is like year number 22 for us.
Is it?
Doing Tech 50.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's a big deal. A lot of people showing up. So keep your dial tuned right here, because we will be making more announcements as the summer goes by. Anyhow, learn more about us at pghtech.org. This is Jonathan Kirshning.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Have an awesome weekend, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.